Sounds good to me. So you decided to have a competition. This is any neighborhood qualifies. Is that right? Any city
it
neighborhood?
Sure does. Any city neighborhood qualifies for the city to supply, well, to supply bags, gloves, and litter grabbers. We do have two neighborhoods outside of Pittsburgh participating this year, but they will be in the running to win the Oscar, the prize for the most the most trash collected. But the city isn't able to, you know, provide the service that we can do for every of the 46 neighborhoods that are participating this year. So Pittsburgh has 90 neighborhoods. We got to our goal of getting more than half of the city this year to come out and pick up trash for 2 hours.
Oh, what a great way to do things. And I like the Oscar. What a perfect award to get.
We did stop using Grouch in a lot of our flyers and promotion just to be on the safe side with Sesame Street. But
we still
call the award the Oscar.
I like it. Why not? That's what it should be called. So can folks still participate by collecting and bringing things in? So how do you do that?
Absolutely. So we're talking, around 7 a.m. on Saturday, September 18th.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. It's a good thing. In case this is ever replayed, we want to be sure we get this right.
Sure.
It must be. It must be September 18th.
People show up to pick up trash. You know, we always need help spreading the word that this is, you know, something that you can absolutely do. Something that you can do and that's instantly gratifying to improve your surroundings. But let me see. I lost the question you had initially asked.
I would imagine there's some things that you don't want to bring. No hazardous waste or anything, right?
If hazardous waste is found over the course of the cleanup, then that can be, you know, put at the final pile, the collection pile for the city. But it would just be separating that out. And some of the items that we see the largest amount of are tires and TVs, in addition to a lot of smaller items. So the Garbage Olympics is brought to you by some citizen organizers, the City of Pittsburgh and the Clean Pittsburgh Commission. And the City of Pittsburgh really does, you know, in addition to the volunteers, does the heavy lifting of going around and collect what will be collecting these 46 piles at the end of the day.
Wow.
But the city uses our electronics waste recycling vendor, and then they come out and haul away and recycle the TVs, the computers, any sort of electronics that are found. So it's a good opportunity, too, to let people know of the services that the city offers, you know, on a daily or weekly basis.
Looking at the pictures, this is amazing. So it was you, Lena Andrews, and Renee Robinson that got this all started?
Exactly, yeah. Renee is in Garfield, Lena is in East Liberty, and I'm now in Polish Hill. So we had we were far-flung enough to get this started. And I mentioned the first year was 5 neighborhoods. It has grown exponentially, so that we are at 46 this year.
Wow. And the founders are all in different communities, so there's a little friendly competition for the Oscar among you.
There certainly is. Yes.
Well,
I will note, though, that the judging is about as impartial as it comes. We do our best to be very, very objective and have a scoring metric, mostly around number of bags. And those larger items that I mentioned, but we do have members of the Clean Pittsburgh Commission kind of act as the ruling judges too. So
it's a multifaceted
hierarchy of making sure that, you know, the winner is actually the winner.
Are there formal methods to protest or appeal decisions, or are most people good natured about accepting how they've been evaluated?
You know what, Larry? They've been good natured to date. We'll see how we do a few hours from now.
Well,
but no, the spirit of the competition is very wholesome. there are, you know, last year we had more than 775 volunteers. So each of those people, you know, are someone in a neighborhood who, you know, wants to show up. And I don't quite think, even though it is the spirit of competition, that people solely participate to take home the Oscar.
Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. Yeah.
So pghgo.org, P-G-H-G-O is in Garbage Olympics, .org. And then closing ceremonies. Unfortunately, we won't be able to have live coverage since we end at noon. But closing ceremonies at Threadbare Cider today from noon to 2. And you'll find out who gets the Oscar. And probably there will be lots of, happy people that have ridded their neighborhood of garbage or rid their neighborhood of garbage.
Yeah, absolutely. And on that website, there is still time to find out which neighborhoods are part of it and to find their meeting locations and then show up.
You can click join your neighborhood team and you can find, there's a map of all the places. This is wonderful.
Yeah, so I would say up until like 8:57, if you have had some strong caffeine and you're ready to go, find the spot your neighborhood is meeting and go participate.
Well, I'm glad we got you on so early, and I hope we'll make this a habit and do this in future years. It's really good to be able to showcase this event, and my hat is off to you. My lid is off to you for this. Thank you, Alicia.
Perfectly said. Thank you so much.
Take care. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Mr. Thompson calls the waiter, orders steak and baked potato. Then he leaves the bone and gristle, and he never eats the skin. The busboy comes and takes it, with a cough contaminates it. He throws it in a can with coffee grounds and sardine tins. Then a truck comes by on Friday, carts it all away. And 1,000 trucks just like it are converging on the bay. Garbage,
garbage, garbage,
garbage, filling up the sea with garbage,
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 garbage.
What will we do when there's no place else to put all of the garbage?
Garbage.
Mr. Thompson starts his Cadillac and winds it up the freeway track, leaving friends and neighbors in a hydrocarbon haze. He's joined by lots of smaller cars, all sending gases to the stars, there to form a seething cloud that hangs for 30 days, while the sun licks down upon it with its ultraviolet tongues. It turns to smog and settles down right inside your lungs. Garbage.
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 What will we do when there's nothing left to breathe but garbage? Getting home and taking off his shoes, he settles down with the evening news while the kids do homework with the TV in one ear. While Superman for the 1,000th time sells talking dolls and conquers crime, they dutifully learn the date of birth of Paul Revere. In the paper there's a piece about the mayor's middle name, and he gets it done in time to watch the All-Star Bingo game.
Bingo!
Garbage! Garbage. we do when there's nothing left to see and nothing left to talk about, nothing left to sing, nothing left to care about, nothing left to do, nothing left to be but garbage.
Biff Rose with a song I'm pretty sure we have not played in at least 15 years. Garbage. I think that's the definitive recording of that song. Our Afterthoughts puzzle is coming up in a moment, giving you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
Our solar concert series is back, and here's hoping you'll join us. Thursdays, 12:15 to 1 o'clock at Buell Community Park and Nova Place. Thanks to the Red Beans and Rice Combo, our brothers in beans, for joining us last week. This Thursday at Buell Community Park, we will welcome the Morning People. The series is presented by SLB in partnership with Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Nova Place, with power by our pals at Zero Fossil. For details, visit slbradio.org.
This is Peggy Greb with the Edgewood Symphony Orchestra. We're so thrilled to be part of Radical Days, featuring free events and activities across the Pittsburgh region in September and October. We would love for you to join us for Edgewood's return to live performances on Saturday, October 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Edgewood Presbyterian Church. This free one-hour concert will feature separate performances by our winds, brass, and string sections. Radical Days is sponsored by the Allegheny Regional Asset District. Your sales tax dollars at work in our libraries, parks, regional attractions, arts and cultural organizations, and more. Visit radworkshere.org for more information.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Afterthoughts puzzle. We are going to give you three words, and it's up to you to come up with the one word that naturally follows them. The words are other, clock, and like. Other, clock, and like. One word follows those three. Kids, adults, everybody in between, consider calling us, joining us on the radio, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Other, clock, and like. One word naturally follows those three. Good luck.
In a dark, dreary mind, 'cause it'll fall. lark in the morning, another day before you. I know that your love wasn't born on a promise for me. Lark in the morning, let it go free. But my eyes, my eyes, take me back to the sea. Sad mother, lark in the morning, let it go free. But my eyes, take me back to the scene of love. My eyes, take me back.
That's Cat Eggleston along with Kate McLeod, Lark in the Morning. And Heather Pearson, Acoustic Trio, did Dark as a Dungeon. Hello to Tommy in Pleasant Hills. You did get the correct answer to our Afterthoughts puzzle. So did Joy in Washington and Mike in Mars. Angie and Mars, Tommy in Virginia, and John in Carrick also got it. Stu in McCandless got it. He suggested that we add the word street, other, like, clock, and street. I thought of penny as another clue. Larry in Elwood City got it too. Thanks for sharing some memories of Biff Rose. 412-200-5975. In a moment, we are going to talk with Kristen Allen of the Mentoring Partnership about a project where you can help encourage kids during this start of an unusual school year after pandemic impacts, and with them still continuing, Kristen will tell us a bit about a project that the Mentoring Partnership is doing with Fred Rogers Productions. Do you know the answer? Tom does. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about you?
Okay. Luckily, I was practicing setting my clocks back to standard time this morning, and that's how come I came up with the answer.
Ah, yes. That's what you need to do. Now, when is the official date? We still have a while yet, right?
It's November or something.
Right. I don't want to start any rumors.
Like 8th or what? I don't know. One of those low numbers in November.
Yeah. I think it's the first or second weekend. We don't want to be teasing with that extra hour, although I can't wait to get it back. So you knew then street, and like other clock and penny, the word that follows those is what?
Wise.
Wise.
I was wondering, did you pick out this question because of the owl prowl that you're going to be talking about later?
It could have been subliminal. I don't know. You know, you never know how the mind works. I've told this story before, but I'll sometimes be humming a song for no reason whatsoever, and then a lyric will come about maybe in the second or third verse, deeply embedded, a lyric of the song, and it will have to do with something that's on my mind. And it's like,
oh, really?
How can that be? How did that happen?
Well, that's what dreams are probably made of.
Yeah, I think you're right. These fragments in our mind that we know nothing about, you know?
Well, I always think dreams are kind of like, you know, when you defrag a hard drive. Your dream is when your brain, when you're sleeping, it kind of defrags your brain to make it more efficient the next day.
I like it. It's all those, blocks being rewritten.
Right.
I like that. I wonder if someday we'll just have little modules that we can put in our brain. Like, we'll adapt so that we can put a little extra RAM in our ear or something. I could see that.
I was wondering, when you talked to the person about the owl prowl.
Yes.
When they see an owl and they want to identify the type of owl it is, do they look in a book of who's who?
I don't know if they give a hoot. They might. You never know. I'll ask them that.
Right.
And see. Well, well done. A charge to you. Thank you. Wise was the word we were looking for. Wise. And I think we've acknowledged we have all of the correct answers. Let me check on Facebook real quickly. Good morning to Patrick playing along on Facebook today. And also to Aaron, Melinda, Sharon, Catherine, and Mike. Thank you for playing along. Here now we are going to talk about a simple interaction. One simple kind thing you can do to really brighten up somebody's day. And I'm pleased to have Kristen Allen of the Mentoring Partnership here with us. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Saturday Light Brigade family. How are you guys doing today?
Good. I feel like I have not talked to you in ages or seen you in ages.
It has been a while. I was just thinking back. I've been here 11 years, and this is, I think, my third time on the show, but it's been a little while since I've been here.
Well, this is a really exciting project. What the Mentoring Partnership has done is through working with Fred Rogers Productions, you have the opportunity to make a card encouraging kids as they start the school year. We have a link on Facebook and on our website so you can do so. But explain how this idea came about and how it works, Kristen, please.
Of course, yep. So over the years, the Mentoring Partnership and Fred Rogers Productions have collaborated on a variety of initiatives in support of young kids in southwestern PA. But in this most recent collaboration, we worked with Fred Rogers Productions on two sets of encouragement cards. So building on the connection that both kids and adults have with the television series produced by Fred Rogers Productions, We teamed up to create our first set of cards in early 2021, and those included inspiring messages from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, and Peg Plus Cat. And then, you know, fast forward, recognizing that back to school time this year was going to be different for students in many ways, our teams worked together to design a new set of cards with back to school messages. They featured the iconic trolley from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood and character-inspired messages from Daniel Tiger's neighborhood, Peg Plus Cat, and Fred Rogers Productions' newest series, Don Quixote, which if you haven't seen yet, it's a really good one.
Yeah, I understand. I haven't yet, but these cards are great. You know, I hope you have a terrific school year, as Daniel likes to say. And you simply fill out the information, and then you can download an encouragement card to give to somebody, and it's just that simple. You couldn't ask for an easier way to help brighten the day of somebody going to school. And frankly, I think if you know a teacher starting back up, they're having a school year, you could also even give it to a college student. And certainly young children would absolutely love having a card like this too.
Yeah, I think, you know, we designed them for kids of all ages, right? And it's kind of one of those things where, you know, Fred Rogers Productions and all of the characters that are part of that family really resonate with all of us. So they are, you know, the cards are really just a quick and easy way to help young people start the new school year off on a positive note, literally, right? So if you visit mentoringpittsburgh.org, you can download all four back-to-school cards. And they can be printed off to drop in the mail or to tuck in lunch boxes or backpacks. You could also even screenshot them to email or text to a young person. So it really is just, you know, what we hope is an easy way to just offer support and encouragement to help kids kick off the year right.
I'm looking at them now. I love Don Quixote, you know, have a hee-haw-some school year.
Yes.
And Peg and Cat, Peg Plus Cat. Also, they're all really beautiful, and it's easy to do. And the file I'm looking at, what I chose, I could just print this right on the two cardstock, if that's the way you choose to do it. And they're perfectly sized for postcards to send to kids or to hand to kids. They're just gorgeous.
That's right. Yep. When you download the file, you've got it's designed to be print on 8.5 by 11 paper, so it's easy to print at home if you have a printer. Or like I said, you can download it and even, you know, screenshot it to email to somebody. So a lot of different ways that you can, you know, get those into the hands of the young people in your life. But just again, hopefully an easy way to share a smile with someone.
Well, I know folks will enjoy doing this. It's completely free of charge from the Mentoring Partnership now in its 25th year, and from Fred Rogers Productions continuing the amazing, brilliant work of Fred Rogers. Anything else you'd like to mention about the program or about activities at the Mentoring Partnership?
Well, you know, as you mentioned, we're actually heading into our 26th year, which is hard to believe. But we've got a lot of really great things going on. So our goal, when we were founded back in 1995, was to grow mentoring in our community. And since then, our organization has grown to work with more than 150 youth mentoring programs in the region and hundreds of everyday mentoring programs. So there really is just a lot of exciting things going on in the mentoring space here in Pittsburgh. And I think, you know, that's something we're very fortunate living in our community. There's no shortage of people out there doing really cool and amazing things for kids. So it's great to be a part of. We are gearing up for our Magic of Mentoring event, which is on October 26th this year. And it really is just a big celebration of all those cool and amazing things that everyone is doing. So you can learn more about that on our website. And then we just launched our very first Spanish language mentoring resource to kick off Hispanic Heritage Month this month. And so that can also be found on our homepage. So we're really just looking for more ways to get mentoring resources in the hands of more adults who want to support kids.
Well, you can visit mentoringpittsburgh.org, mentoringpittsburgh.org, to get the cards that we mentioned earlier that you can download, and also to learn all about the magic of mentoring as the partnership celebrates 26 years after its 1995 founding. Thank you so much. It's good to catch up, Kristen, and I hope to see you face-to-face soon.
Same here, Larry. We miss you guys. Stay well.
Mr. Rogers taught me lots of important things, like how to keep a fish alive and tie up my shoelaces, and that to be correct as usual is pretty unusual, da 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 da, 'cause the very same people who are right sometimes are the very same people who are wrong sometimes, and sometimes I'm that person, but mostly it's you. Won't you please, please, won't you be fancy and everyone's fine. I like to do it right, so I take my time. Thank you. Why? I wonder why. Why can't my pussycat fly? I learned to be brave and then to be strong. 'Cause if I can be brave, then I'll never go wrong. Tree, 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 tree. We love you, we do. To go to our correspondent school. Hey, neighbor Aber, guess we'll see you later. Lady Elaine says boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang. When I feel so mad I could bite, I take the mad that I feel and write a song to feel right. I found many ways to say I love you, and I do. Da 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 da. You are my friend, you are special to me. You are my friend, F-R-I-E-N-D. It's such a happy feeling to grow inside, and it's such a good feeling to be alive. Won't you please, please, won't you be my neighbor? Won't you be my neighbor? Yes, I'll be your neighbor now. Let's pretend that we've always been friends. Yeah, we can make believe right through the TV screen. Let's make believe.
Midge Cricket from October 2010, live on the Saturday Light Brigade, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a great group of radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services available on TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Aha, and through slbradio.org/radio.
Things I know I've missed you once again. You asked me where I've been, my friend. Well, I've been around the bend and back again and here again. I missed you, friend, I fear. It's just that I've been on the road for 50 years. Hills and dales tell many tales. I've heard them all, my friend. With Willie, we've been back and forth. The road, it never ends. From Bakersfield, like Buck and Merle, we've lived 100 years. I tell you, friends, I've seen a lot in 50 years. Five times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. After that makes 50 years, boys, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I'll tip a hat and raise a toast to 50 years. seem long, don't get me wrong, most y'all would agree. The fashions change, they change the game, and then the locks don't fit the key. There's nothing to be feared, my friend, no need to shed a tear. It's just, I never thought I'd last a half a hundred years. I watched the same sun burn the sand, melt the mountain snow. I sailed the seas and felt the breeze that only sailors know. I played the king and seen many things that often bring a tear. You'll see a lot if you hang around for half a hundred years. 5 times 10 or 10 times 5 times 2 makes quite a sum. Half of that makes 50 years old, it's been quite a run. So start the jam, roll one up and ice another beer. I tip my hat and raise a toast to half a hundred years. Yeah. Half a hundred years. Might catch up to Willie one of these days. My, my, my.
That's Ray Benson from A Sleep of the Wheels album, Half a Hundred Years. Half a Hundred Years. It's Car-a-thon time here at SLB Radio. We've had quite a few cars donated throughout 2021 without even asking. But now we're asking. Some folks don't know that you can donate a car, boat, or motorcycle, running or not, that you no longer need. Just go to slbradio.careasy.org. slbradio.careasy.org or call 855-500-7433. Our partners will arrange for free pickup from anywhere in the U.S. and handle the paperwork. Proceeds from their sale of the vehicle will be credited in your name as an SLB donation with a tax receipt issued for your use. It's a great way to get your old car to a new home while also supporting SLB. Thanks.
Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are proud to support the Saturday Light Brigade. Time tickets are available at pittsburghkids.org. The museum is open Wednesday to Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Museum Lab is open on Saturday and Sunday from noon until 5 p.m. Children's Museum of Pittsburgh and Museum Lab are filled with opportunities to experience kindness, joy, creativity, and curiosity. Capacity is limited, social distancing and masks are required. More information about health, wellness, and tickets is available at pittsburghkids.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our Brigade Charade puzzle. The clue is enigma. Enigma. Syllable one, fog-like. Syllable two, make a mistake. Syllable three, often silent. Put the three syllables together, and remembering that spelling does not count, you should be able to come up with a three-syllable word that answers the clue enigma. The three syllables again, fog-like, make a mistake, often silent. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck with our Brigade Charade puzzle. Thank you.
step by step, we'll walk into freedom on a rocky road. Others walked before. Step by step, we're gonna meet them. Every little light shines forevermore. Though your shoes are wearing thin and the road is steep, don't turn around. God's loving arms will pick you up whenever you stumble, whenever you fall down. Sisters, stay strong. Brothers, hold on.
Saving us. Back in the 1950s, there was a tiny peace demonstration in Times Square. A young Quaker was carrying a sign. A passerby scoffed. "Do you think you're going to change the world by standing here at midnight with that sign?" "I suppose not," said the young man. "Then I'm going to make sure the world doesn't change me." I imagine a big seesaw, and one end of the seesaw is on the ground with a basket half full of big rocks in it. The other end is up in the air. It's got a basket one quarter full of sand. And some of us got teaspoons, and we're trying to fill it up with sand. One of the years you'll see that whole seesaw go zoop in the other direction. And people will say, gee, how did it happen so suddenly? Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union, what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water.
That is the Kronos Quartet and their tribute album to Pete Seeger. Kronos Quartet and Friends celebrate Pete Seeger. And you heard Eric Bibb before that. Two different songs, both called Step by Step. An enigma in and of itself. Hello to Bonnie and Jeff on Observatory Hill. Jeff knew our afterthoughts answer, and Bonnie knew the answer to this puzzle. Good to have you along. Jim and Blackridge just solved our brigade charade. Larry in Elwood City has it. He also presented his answer using the three exact words. John and Carrick also did so. Tom and McCandless. Tommy and Virginia, Stu and Sarah. Also, and Angie and Mars and Mike and Mars. Here's the puzzle again. You can still come up with the answer and share your answer if you would like to. We're looking for a three-syllable word. The clue is enigma. Syllable one, fog-like. Syllable two, make a mistake. Syllable three, often silent. Put those three syllables together. Spelling does not count, and you should be able to come up with a word that answers the clue enigma. Ricky came up with cloud slappy. Cloud slappy. Or cloudscopy. Maybe that's the way it's pronounced, but one of her syllables was correct. She was just horsing around a little bit. Feel free to share your answer with us, 412-200-5975. We're going to go up to Indiana County in a moment. And we'll chat about an owl prowl that is going to be taking place in Yellow Creek State Park, a beautiful state park, not far from IUP. Lisa Meadows will join us. Good morning to Claire. And Claire, thank you for reminding me that we are at a special time of the year annually. Folks at an organization called Great Nonprofits encourage reviews from the public of nonprofits whose work they care about. And we're just, I think, three reviews away now of having enough reviews that allows them to consider us one of their top nonprofits. They base it on reviews. If you would like to leave a review, it just takes a minute or two. And to do so, you can go to tinyurl.com/myslbreview. tinyurl.com/myslbreview. And just jot down a few comments about what you enjoy about the work we do here. As I blush, thank you for your consideration in doing that. And Claire, thank you for reminding me to remind other folks. Congratulations. If you came up with mystery, fog-like is miss. And we talked about making a mistake, and to make a mistake is err, E-R-R, and often silent is E. That gives you missed, err, E, or mystery, as in mystery. A Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with mystery. The Soundhound will be by with another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up after the top of the hour.
I wonder.
Touch was kind.
but the beating of our own hearts was the only sound I heard. The beating of our own two hearts was the only sound I packed. That dusty old dust storm, it blowed so black. The preacher could not read a word of his text. He folded his specs, he took up collection and said,
Guthrie's Dusty Old Dust, interpreted there by Leanne Womack. From a compilation of songs by Woody Guthrie called Home in This World, Woody Guthrie's Dust Bowl Ballads. We have been looking for Lisa leading the owl prowl that was going to join us at this time and have been having trouble connecting with her. But the owl prowl will take place September 24th at 6:15 at Yellow Creek State Park in Indiana. And if we connect with Lisa, we'll make sure that we're able to have her talk a little bit more about that. But again, that's September 24th. At 6:15 in the evening, who? Lisa Meadows of Yellow Creek State Park and the Owl Prowl, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, Tube City Online Media at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker.FM, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now, listen by telephone, 515-605-9542, and internet radio stations and streaming services like Radio Garden, TuneIn, and more, a list of which is at slbradio.org/radio.
I feel so good, must be wrong. Feel like I might just come on strong. Guess I better knock on wood, I feel so good. You look so nice, you bring me down. Notice how you got me hanging around. Waiting for some bad advice, you look so nice. Well, now you got the wrong impression. Let me make a full confession. I feel so bad, it must be right. Have myself a nightmare every night. All of my friends are glad I feel so bad. Special crush, I know so much. I've been so far, I feel so good.
There's the great Mose Allison at the Saturday Light Brigade. Our Soundhound puzzle coming up in just a moment, but good news. We found Lisa Meadows, or she found us. Hey, Lisa.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm glad you could join us today. The Owl Prowl at Yellow Creek State Park is going to be coming up. It's September 24th. Tell us about what this hike is all about.
So the Owl Prowl is, this time of year, the owls are starting to get active. I should say they're active year-round. But what we're doing, just with Halloween coming and the weather is still pretty nice at the end of September, we have an Owl Prowl at our North Shore. It's going to be Friday, September 24th, from 6:15 to 7:45. What we do is we do like an owl program, like kind of like a life history of owls. Usually when people come around 6:15, and as it gets darker, we will then